Tom Panos, John McGrath, Troy Malcolm, coming to you with Million Dollar Agent. We weren't with you last week. Everyone was traveling. We're traveling again this week. John, you're in Sydney?
I sure am, in the heartland of Sydney, Newtown, one of my favourite offices and favourite parts of the world. So here via Zoom, and I think, Troy, you're in Melbourne, so we're international today.
Yeah, we're all around the country. I'm in South Yarra, but I'm in Melbourne for the next couple of days, but I'll be back in Sydney after that.
So, John, you know where you are. I actually lived there for quite a while. We still have a home there, and there is a possibility. My daughters have basically said, come, you know, 1 or 2 more years' time, they want us to move back to Newtown. Do you recommend that, John?
Oh, look, I don't blame them. For anyone, young people, older people, I think it's one of these vibrant communities. And I'm doing a bit of research and study into it just because I like looking deeper into areas. And like a lot of the great areas of Australia, it's really deep in colourful history. And I think you feel that even, you know, 150, 200 years later, you kind of feel that as well. So, no, great area. We look forward, Tommy, to having you as our neighbour to this office.
Absolutely, John. It's in the home we've got is right behind the McGrath office there. So I'll make sure I'll go check in and make sure the plants are being watered and everything.
Thank you. Okay.
So I want to talk about, you know, I've got a slide that no one can see here. It's called Real Estate Black Belt, and it's simply a model where, because one of the things, John and Troy, is that a lot of times when you're people are asking advice, oh, what should I be doing kind of my career? What should I be doing? I'm doing 6 or 7 sales a month. And I think it's different things for different people in their career. And what I want to focus on is the different bandwidths. You know, like when you're over 2 million GPI, your priority challenges are different to when you're at 300 GPI. So, John, let's talk about, you know, as you go through your career, what are the different phases that people are going through?
Well, I think, yeah, let's say under 500,000 or in the earlier stages, and, you know, there are good people doing 300,000 and 400,000, but let's just say if we broke it under 500,000 and then 500,000 to 1 million and then over 1 million as those three, because I'd say for that would fit in 95% of the Australian real estate market into those kind of bands. Look, in the early stages, Tom, and I think you and Troy agree, it's really about establishing your product knowledge and your basic skills. I mean, clearly, in the early stage, you don't have a team. Typically, you don't have a team. But you're really out to try and hone those skills. And a little bit like, you know, you used a great metaphor of black belt and martial arts. You know, in the early stage, it's about getting the basics in place and just really building, because everyone starts in inertia from zero. And the thing is, you know, how do you actually get in there? Because between 0 and 20 sales per annum, most people are just one of a number of real estate faces in the community. So really, you know, the goal is obviously to get beyond that into the 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 100 sales. But in the early stages, I'm always, when I'm coaching new agents, young or old new agents, it's about, you know, what's the product knowledge you need to build confidence? Because it's very hard to start real estate with confidence because it's a new skill until it's not. So I always say to people, you know, for me, confidence came through product knowledge, and that just came through, you know, swatting up and having a look at the history, looking at the values, looking at the legal process. So I really felt confident. So when I stepped into a living room for the first time where I held my first open home, I wasn't intimidated. I felt that I was, you know, sort of I'd mastered at least the basics of my craft. So I think in the early stages, for those that are listening, I'd be saying 0 to 10 in all the basics of real estate. How do you rate yourself? And the key for you to get to the next level is to get up to a 9 out of 10 in those basics, because that gives you confidence. And confidence is generally the trigger that'll get you from 18, 20 sales per annum up to 30 to 40 is when you really can, because confidence is something people sense. So for me, that's the bridge. And Troy, I'd love to hear your thoughts, but I think, you know, the key thing is get your skills right, get your product knowledge right up to the best in the business, and allow those two things to create the confidence that'll sweep you up to the next level. Troy?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're starting out in your career, product knowledge is one of the most incredibly important parts of any real estate agent that wants to go to the next level. And that's not just knowing what's happening in the area. It's also being the finger on the pulse of every transaction, every listing, every open for inspection, every auction result, and getting that information to your clients very quickly. Because that, again, John and Tom, builds a lot of trust. And I think that's where we're going with it. How much confidence and trust can you create in a short amount of time that you become that agent of choice and you start attracting business as opposed to just wanting to chase it?
Yeah.
Okay. I agree. So I want to put it to both of you. To go from the 30 to the 60, what sort of focus is needed at that point, then? What are the extra things that you should be doing? Extra resources, extra strategy to go. So we've agreed that, you know, get a foundation on the basics. What about going to the next level?
Yeah, I think for me, Troy. Anyway, I'll start off, and then you throw in your concepts. I think at that point, when you've got momentum starting to track, and the average agent in this country probably does, Tom, I would think, probably 10 sales, no more, per annum. Yeah, probably 1 to 1.5 a month, so it's probably 7 to 10 sales a month. Sorry, per annum. So to go to the next level, I think you've got to start networking more so, because you've now built the basic skills. So assuming that you're an 8.5 out of 10 in listing, you've got a 9 out of 10 prospecting plan, and when it comes to negotiating, you've built your skills up to an 8 or a 9 because you've studied hard as a novice or a new agent. The next thing is to get yourself in front of more people. So there's kind of a few key ways to do that. And I think that definitely networking. So, you know, how do you meet the next wave of people? Because, you know, hopefully you're creating raving fans, everyone you're dealing with, but how do you create more of them? So I think networking, so networking groups and channels, yeah, meeting more people, more open homes, if you can conduct more auctions, the things that are attracting people into your vibrational vortex, if you will, the energy around you, the more that you can get in front of, at that point, you're going to start building your business fairly rapidly. Now, the other thing in this phase is you can start doing some personal marketing, which I don't necessarily suggest in your first phase, because I think first phase is just one by one, create raving fans, build your skills until you've got confidence and momentum. At that point, start leveraging some of those wins, meeting more people, networking more proactively, and marketing yourself. And nowadays, of course, social media is a very cost-effective and complementary way to traditional marketing methods to get yourself out there. So I think second phase is all about building on your confidence, putting yourself in front of more people, and utilising perhaps some personal marketing alongside the networking to start growing. Because I would hope by the time you reach the second phase, you are getting at least 50% of the listings you're going for. I mean, as a new agent, it's not uncommon that you might only pick up 10% or 20% of the listings you go for. But as you're building into that second horizon, I think that, you know, you should be getting at least half the listings you're going for. And that, of course, is going to, which we haven't spoken about yet, create the third wave. Troy?
Yeah, John, for me, it's all about systems. What systems have you got in place? How have you refined them? And then how good are you at letting go and recruiting the right people to do those tasks for you? Because, you know, a lot of agents, like you said, that first wave, they learn to do it all themselves and then they get confident at doing it all themselves, and then they find sometimes it very hard to trust someone else that they bring on to do the job sometimes better than them, but definitely being able to have that system in place to allow the process to show the outcome as opposed to outcome and process itself.
Yeah, I agree. And I guess, you know, if we can, Tommy, that's, you know, Troy's, of course, always ahead of the two of us. He started already segue into the third horizon. And that is, of course, that when you're starting to really build momentum. And I think you're right, Troy, that, you know, team, I mean, you're right, systems in the second phase, because you're going from, you know, selling 10 a year to 20 or 25 a year.
Yeah.
So there's no doubt you have to be more organised. But once you've got that in place, I think your next point of leverage is that building that team around you. And it's funny, Tom, I was talking to Adrian Bowe about this earlier today, that a lot of a lot of great agents, and they get to a point where they need to hire an assistant, you know, either to cope with their current business or grow their next level of business. And they've never been taught, most of us have never been taught around leadership skills and management skills. And so they kind of by default find themselves a business person, not just a salesperson. They're now a business person. And they need to kind of swat up on the skills. And I was saying to Adrian, it was a seminar I went to many, many years ago, and it talked about as you go through life, and whether it's business or other parts of life, it's about, you know, what do you need right now in this phase of your life to go to the next level? So whether you're moving from a single person to a married person, or a married person to a family person, or an agent to a team leader, and then a small business owner, if you will. And I think most people, you know, because I think you drew the line, or you said it above a million, Tommy, was kind of heading towards a black belt type of level. You're going to need a great team, and you have to develop leadership skills so you can leverage, because at that point where we're starting to talk 50-plus sales per annum, and, you know, I know, Tom, many of the people in your gym and your coaching are doing 100, up to 200. Tommy Hector's up at 200 now.
Yeah.
It's really about, again, building better systems. So there's going to be a technology element there. How do you maximize efficiency? How do you leverage yourself through good people around you? And I think then it's doing, you know, what you did in the second, which is better networking, more personal marketing. But things like time management all of a sudden become far more important, because at 10 or 15 sales per annum, even 20 sales, that's two a month, you don't necessarily have to be incredibly well organized to manage that deal flow. When you're selling 60, 70, 80, 100, one or two a week, all of a sudden you need to be incredibly disciplined and focused in the way you set up your day and your week. So I think, you know, that's the new level of skills once you're moving towards your $2 million black belt, Troy.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. And then I think you start looking at the quality of people that you have, and are they the right fit? So it kind of comes, like you said, John, business management as opposed to deal management. You're really seeing what's going to make the business grow faster with team training and systems that's going to allow you to be a better people manager.
Yeah, and Troy, you know, the first two horizons, if you will, or the first two belts we spoke about, there is definitely an emphasis on outbound prospecting. You need to kind of find people to talk to, and you need to let people know you've arrived on the scene. The third level, or the black belt, and we were just talking, Tom, offline with you about people like Peter Chauncey, Tracy Dixon, John McManus, Betty Ockerlander, those sort of people that we're fortunate to work with, and many others that we don't work with. At that level, you are very much an attraction agent. So the business is starting to flow to you in high volume. So again, it's not as much a matter of, you know, how many doors do I have to knock today, which it may well be in phases one and two. It now becomes, how do I deal with this? How do I secure the business? How do I maximize my dollar productivity? So every dollar per day, I'm in front of someone who's in a position to say yes to a proposition about buying or selling. And I was talking with someone the other day about Alex Phillips up at PPD, and yeah, his numbers are astronomical, but he's got a brilliant general manager, Prue, who we know spoke with him at ARIC a couple of years ago. And Prue basically sweeps up everything around Alex. So he'll go in, he'll talk to the vendor about, you know, when to list, how to list, why to list with him. And then all the other marketing, paperwork, styling, photography, Prue comes in and handles that. So he's maximized his efficiency, because he's worked out that the greatest dollar productivity for Alex Phillips is getting a vendor to say, yes, do I want to list with you, and getting a buyer to say, yes, I want to buy the property, and negotiating the best price. Everything else is relatively low payoff compared with those two activities. So, again, he's leveraging it to a whole new level, Tom.
Well, we've used that term before, John, and that is the pilot doesn't serve drinks on the plane. And I think what Alex does is make sure that, you know, people are working to the highest dollar productivity. And I'll just finish on this point. You know, we're talking about, I can't help it, but I do notice whenever I get approached by agents that write big numbers, the questions they always ask me have got to do with team management, recruitment, how to handle their staff. And this morning I was listening to Peter Thiel, you know, the guy that I think founded PayPal.
Thiel.
And John, in this podcast, I was listening to him. He was famous, but his style of leadership was he would only ever speak to you about your core responsibility in the business. He didn't get sidetracked. And what happened is every team member, executive that worked for him, knew what they had to do, and then he would speak to them on a weekly basis. And the focus was on how are you going on that single responsibility that you have. And, you know, there's two things that come out of it. I think with a team, people need to know what they've got to do, and I think a good leader keeps them accountable on those things, you know? And I think that's where real estate agents sometimes find it hard, because on your point, they were good deal makers, they were good at, you know, doing a good listing presentation, they were good at, you know, putting the deal together and getting the vendor and the buyer to come together, and then they sort of find the next step, which is how do you keep people aligned and focused on the main thing, which is their job. And maybe we need to spend a bit more time over the next coming podcast or over the next few months talking more about, you know, great leadership in a business unit.
Yeah, look, I think that'd be a good topic to probably dedicate a podcast to, which is unpacking a growth team, an effective business unit, as it's often called today, and identifying, you know, where do you go first, where do you go second, what are the skills, responsibilities, what does the checklist look like? And I think we've spoken about it in years gone by, but I think it's a good time to revisit that. So, no, that's a good idea.
All right. John, Troy, next week we'll probably be closer together in Sydney, hopefully, where we can do – what podcast is this, Troy?
224, Tom.
224.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
All right, John, Troy, great to talk to you. Troy, let's call this you're always looking for a great name. Can we call this one Real Estate Black Belt? It'll make me happy.
Okay, done. Locked in.
Love it. Well done, guys. I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye. See you, guys. Bye.